Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, decked out in our Bucknell wear, because the Bucknell boys will be in later on this morning.
I'm going to hold off on singing the Bucknell fight song until later this morning.
Please do, because I'm sure Mike and Doug and Todd will want to hear you sing that like a cheerleader.
I have pom-poms.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
The freebies that they hand out are real pom-poms.
No. The freebie ones that I've collected.
Pom-pom on a stick.
Yes, I've collected over the years. No, okay. I was never a cheerleader, so I don't deserve real pom-poms.
Oh, only the real cheerleaders get the real pom-poms.
That is correct.
Okay, then.
Shake them.
Like, is that a new shirt? That's what I wanted to ask you. Did you go out and buy a new Bucknell shirt yesterday?
No, this one is just like one of the most recent, so it doesn't look as ragged as some of my other Bucknell
Well, they
stuff.
Were originals when you went there. So you got the zip-up hoodie, you got
this
the t-shirt
on. This is
an OG. Yeah, that's all right, man.
This is old.
Okay, we're all set. News guy Matt could not, he is not allowed to wear Bucknell stuff today because he has an important meeting. Ooh.
What the
don't
heck?
Don't you love when news people are
tuck
important?
Tuck in a Bucknell polo and call it a day.
That's what I was going to say. Just put... Yeah. No,
it's still technically summertime,
he's
right?
All dressed up.
Oh, I haven't seen him yet this morning.
Yeah, he's over across the hall in the recording studio, so
okay.
We should pick on him for not...
No, don't pick on him.
All right.
Don't pick on him. Don't do that.
But it's so easy sometimes.
No, stop. No. I'm going to say no to that.
More on Bucknell's home opener this weekend coming up later on this morning. And not to be confused with that, the Penn State ticket blitz continues. We're going to do that this hour. Give somebody a chance to... win home Penn State tickets for this weekend.
It's going to be awesome.
What a weekend in Central PA.
I mean, we have it good every once in a while.
Yeah, we do. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Hasbro has announced that they have a new female-oriented version of Monopoly. And in this version, the women get more money than men. Women get $240 when they pass go. Men only get $200 when they pass go. It just sounds like a good way to make your son hate your daughter, really.
Tom and Laura in the morning, that will forever be known as the Southern Columbia song. It is Survivor.
Very true. Yeah. Yes, very true.
There it is. They're probably going to win this weekend. That's probably.
I hope so.
Yeah, probably.
I never like to assume. Seriously. I never like to assume.
Why? It's SoCo. Come on now.
No.
I got to look up who they're playing. I'm not sure.
Hard work, dedication.
Yes.
On and off the field. Never assume on a win. You can't.
All right there, coach.
I'm serious.
All right, here's what I wanted to talk about. Matt's got a new phone and he's PO'd, and Laura's got new hair. I have nothing new. I am same old Tom. I feel bad. However,
really excited about this. It was so fun.
Okay, then. It's something you watched in.
What you just explained is Southern's playing Shebokin this week, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
You found that on your new phone. That doesn't seem to be working.
How do we feel about it?
I like the phone itself. But now I'm a little bit unnerved this morning because mm-hmm. My wife and I were trying to play around with it last night, and I had all my contacts and photos switched over, but now they're gone.
Ooh.
And I have a lot of very important contacts.
When a news guy loses his contacts.
Yeah. That's bad.
Yikes.
So I got to go back to our friends at Best Buy today and see if we can figure this one out.
I'm telling you what, on Tuesday that new iPhone dropped and you could begin the pre-order, the iPhone 11 Pro. I know exactly what I'm getting.
There you go.
I've been holding out because I have an iPhone 7. So that's like that's like three phones ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've had, knock on wood, I've had no problems mm-hmm. with this phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I want that 3-eye camera.
But you're staying with the iPhone.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I would do. No matter what. Well, this is a better phone or it's cheaper or whatever. I would be afraid that something would go wrong.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sticking with the iPhone.
I would have done stick with an iPhone if it didn't cost $1 billion.
That's $1 billion.
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but whatever.
Meanwhile, Laura did not stick with the same hair color.
Yes.
Oh, this is so fun, though. We could do like the rest of the next half hour talking about the fun.
Oh, we could.
That
huh?
was
oh,
this Gem Lights color shampoo.
All right.
So my hairstylist gave me this, and he said, because I like longevity in my color, and he was like, when you're feeling like you want to freshen for fall, you just wash with this color shampoo, and it almost tones or deposits some color temporarily on top of your existing highlights.
Somehow, I want to go back to talking about Matt's phone. I don't know why, because I could care less about Matt's phone.
Long story short, okay. it's like a golden-y dark blonde / brown.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think it looks great.
Thank you.
I think it looks good, too.
I washed it in last night.
Does hubby like it?
Yeah. He was like, hey, that's different.
Does Murphy still recognize you?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
I just typically don't have my hair this dark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a blonde. I totally admit that.
It's very fall-like.
So this is fall-like, but I'm very excited, though, for my next hair appointment.
Oh.
I'm sure Central Pennsylvania cares about this.
I bet you Matt's excited about his next phone, too.
He can pop on some like lighter face-framing pieces. And like the Gem Light shampoo, it's not damaging. There is no ammonia.
But you said this is temporary. So you come in tomorrow and you're blonde again?
Because it washes out in like 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, 2 to 3 weeks of a brownie or Laura.
Yeah. A brownie or Laura.
Wow.
Love it.
Was that entertaining for you people? Because I really feel entertained.
No, you don't.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm going to hit this button before Laura does it herself. There
don't
it
take
is.
Away the roar from me.
We could never take away the roar from Laura Good. There's the roar. That's the sound. You should run to the phone.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
It is time to qualify in the Penn State Ticket Blitz. Be caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line. You know the number, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
That's it, yeah. 94KX, your caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good
You're
morning.
Welcome.
Who's this?
This is Kara Tucker from Mifflinburg.
Hi, Kara. You've got to be listening. You've got to be listening tomorrow morning now because you could be on the way to Penn State.
That would be awesome.
Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. News, sports, and AccuWeather. This could be good news. This could be bad news. The United States Patent and Trademark Office has said no to LeBron James' request to trademark the words Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you can't.
It was silly.
It was.
I think he was just doing it just to have fun. I mean, there's a lot of weird athletes out there mm-hmm. doing a lot of weird things. Antonio Brown. LeBron
sure.
is just
valid.
LeBron is just a fun guy.
I think he was just messing around.
But here's the second one that we're going to love. The trade, what are they called? The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has also rejected Ohio State University's request to trademark the Ohio State. Yay!
See that one I actually would have been okay with. Not that for the, because here's the problem I have. If every time you watch Sunday Night Football and the players introduce themselves and they say what college they're from and they say the and it's not Ohio State, or it's like it says the U and it's not the U.
That's a Matt violation?
It's a total violation. If you're the Ohio State or from the U, from Miami, that's fine. But if you say with any other college like the Penn State University, no, it's a violation.
When our Bucknell boys come in next hour, I'm gonna say the Bucknell University.
No, it's a violation.
See what they say.
You couldn't do it.
I just had the best idea ever, and I want to make this happen.
Oh boy!
Uh-oh, what is
a week,
that?
Once a week, we are going to have a segment that's called, I quote, "That's a total violation"
with Matt Catrull.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
And literally, it will be a wrap up of the sports kerfuffles that have occurred all week long, and you have to do it with that accent. That when you get real upset,
that New York. That really would
get
violation.
Upset.
It's a violation. It's a total violation. I want him to go off.
And he's got to throw in a couple Matt the News guys. That's stupid.
Yes.
You got to do that,
it's stupid.
There it is.
Can we please make that happen?
I actually would be for it. And we don't have to make it just sports. It could be anything.
News guy Matt's total violation, we'll call it.
That's
amazing.
You know, do you remember on Family Guy? That really grinds my gears. It's going to be like that. That's a total violation with Matt Catrillo.
You know what? I'm game for this.
Perfect.
Coming soon to 94KX. Here we go. I'm starting to like this.
Really?
Because it's fun. You know? And you always have these random facts.
I do. My friends made a drinking game once.
On your random facts.
Yes. And I would be like, fun fact. Ha ha ha. Everybody would like just take a sip of whatever they were holding. It was a whole thing.
Next company party is going to be fun. Okay, what is our morning mind bender today from Aaron's?
All right, this is a good one. I think it's funny.
All right.
2%, just 2%, so not a lot of people, just 2% of people admit that they have stolen this item from a hotel.
Only 2%.
Only 2%. So stolen what? What did they steal?
It's got to be something tough because we all take the shampoos. Wow.
2% of people admit that they have stolen this from a hotel. What is it?
First correct answer qualifies.
That's right. Call the Ford Fun Line right now. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX. Who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Where are you calling from, buddy? Are you a sinner, Frank?
That's such a weird question.
If you stole this from the motel room, it would have to be the worst thing you could ever steal.
Yes, I'm going to guess a Bible.
Hey, there you go. Good job, Frank.
But we have a lot of people in Central PA that would like a pillow or a comforter or a television.
Here's the thing. Next hotel you go to, just pay all in cash. Don't leave a credit card on file. Take what you want.
That's awful. Hey, Frank, congratulations. You are now qualified for the Aaron's Man Cave Makeover. And we'll let you know when you're the winner, when this is all run and done, okay?
Thank you very much.
Birthday buddy's on the way. But first, we like to check the musical celebrity birthdays.
Do I get
on
to
this
sing
day.
This morning?
You might.
Sweet.
Ooh.
Listen carefully. You recognize that drum riff? Bring some music up and then maybe this will help. Just the best rock drummer still alive, ever. Don't say Ringo Starr, please don't.
Oh, here we go.
There you go.
There it is. Neil Peart of Rush is 67 years old today.
How about that?
Another rock and roller that's older than me, and I'm happy about that.
It makes me think of that movie, I Love You, Man, with Jason Segel and Paul Rudd. And they were like epic fans of Rush, and they kept talking about slapping the bass.
Oh, yeah, when you do that Geddy Lee thing. Yeah, you got
it. Slapping the bass, man. Yeah, just slapping the bass to a little bit of Rush.
All right, so there you have it.
Happy birthday, Neil.
Happy birthday, Neil. But now, the local celebrities. We call them Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Ray Bucknell,
really good stuff.
Ray Bucknell,
baby. There you go. Happy birthday to Alicia Herbert. She's 33 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Doris Martz. She is 84 today.
84.
Oh wow! Happy birthday, Matthew Welch from Richfield is 32. Happy birthday.
Greg Allen is 55.
Happy birthday to Angela Shoemaker from Middleburg. She is 44 today.
Nicole Spontarelli from Augustaville is 39. Happy birthday.
Jeannie Burns from Lewisburg is 52.
Brad Regal is 38 today.
Phyllis Markowski from Sunbury is 69. Happy birthday.
Jim Hoffman is 55 today.
Chris Decker is 34 today. Happy birthday.
Susan Stadnicki from Sheboken is 64. Happy birthday.
Jordan Reinhardt from Sunbury is 27.
And Christy Hendricks from Sealands Grove is the nifty 50.
And I've got Wendy Lawless, 47 today. Happy birthday.
I have a couple from Facebook. Mark Swartz from Sealands Grove is 44. And Brenda Reichenbach. We know Brenda.
She's a friend of ours.
She's 55 today.
And she's younger than me. Happy birthday, Brenda. Nobody on the text club. So I guess we're good.
All
Everybody's
right.
got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330, message us on the 94KX Facebook page, or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddy!
Yeah.
That's right.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We love the segment we call Tom and Laura Live, and we love Bucknell University.
Yes.
Big weekend this weekend. Cross your fingers on the weather. I know it's going to happen.
Home opener for the Bison.
Yes, against
Villanova.
We're going
to be playing some football.
Todd and Jess are with us right now. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hi. That's right, Todd Newcomb and Jess O'Shaughnessy. Todd, of course, our bestie from Bucknell, and Jess is with Learfield, and we're talking all things home opener. Now, it's great, guys. I might be a little biased because I am a Bucknell alum, but for the home opener, you guys pull out all the stops.
Yeah, really. I mean, we've been planning for this particular game since, last May probably.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of eggs in the basket, so to speak, with so much going on from the first responder hero night to the youth sports night to the promotions that Jess will talk about in a little bit, and then ending it all the bang with a show that Jess will talk about as well. I don't want to steal her thunder.
There you go. It is, it's a family event. Bucknell football has become a family event with everything going on around the stadium as well.
Yeah, so for this first game, we are going to roll out the Geisinger Kids Zone, which is brand new this year.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it's an awesome just inflatables and so on for kids to enjoy during the game while parents are, you know, watching some good football. We'll also, like Todd said, we're going to end the night with a bang. So yeah. Thanks to Silvertip and Wise Markets, we're going to post-game fireworks. To, you know, always a great way to end a sporting event, you know, kind of.
So come before the game with the whole family, enjoy the family fun, enjoy the game, and then enjoy the fireworks.
Exactly. And if you're one of the first 1,000 fans in the stadium, you will get a stainless steel and aluminum water bottle, thanks to Geisinger, too.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Cool. Now, I have to ask Jess really quickly, because I know our sister station, Eagle 107, they always broadcast live before the first game. Are there height limits on those inflatables? Because Rob Center, he loves himself a bouncy house. So I'm just curious if he's able to get in there or not.
You know, I won't say anything, but you'd have to get past our manager.
That calls for video.
We'll stick Rob Center in the dunk tank. Because I'm looking for volunteers to
sign
sit in the dunk tank.
I just volunteered him. Right. Sign him on up.
So we got rock climbing, touch a truck, Humvees, fire engines, you know, where the kids could touch them and play with them and learn all about them. That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, so as part of the first responder and hero night, we will have a touch truck event out on the practice field. And really, folks can come to that anytime after 3 o'clock. The trucks will be in place at that time. Unfortunately, we had planned for having an Army helicopter there, and that kind of fell through at the last minute with them not being able to get a flight crew. So we won't have that, but we are going to have about 14 trucks out on the practice field, all different kinds of vehicles. So that'll be great for families. And then our tailgate village, which is new this year, opens 3 hours prior to game time. So that'll be at 3. And that's actually in the open end zone of the stadium.
Nice.
And it's a BYOB type event. You can bring your own alcohol in there and chairs. You can't bring any pop-up tents or glass bottles or open flame. But it's an area where people can go in and be up front and close to the game action right through the first half.
Very cool.
It closes at the start of the third quarter. But that's a new area as well. So, you know, that and then coupled with the youth sports stuff that we're doing, you know, it's really important to give back to the community. And this is an opportunity for us to get a lot of the youth that participate in youth sport programs to come to the game for free. We'll do something for the youth football kids on the field at halftime so they get to experience being on a college football field.
That's so exciting for little kids. Yep. I've been, obviously, I go to a lot of Bucknell sporting events, but I've been to a football game last season. When you see those kiddos, the joy on their faces, it really is a big deal. So take advantage if you're a parent listening and you have a kiddo, youth sports teams, they're invited. I mean, it really is amazing for those kids to get up close and personal with some collegiate players.
For the parents that are listening now, we can give them a chance.
Yep, can indeed.
All right.
See, that's because Todd doesn't ever come empty-handed. We have a family four-pack.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What caller?
We're going to take caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line for a family four-pack of tickets to this Saturday's home opener at Bucknell University. Caller number 4, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, hello.
Hi, am I caller number 4?
Yes, you are
number 4!
Ray for the orange and the blue.
Why did I know that was going to happen? Did you hang up?
No.
Good. Because when I start singing, people run. I'm glad you're still with us. Who is this?
This is Russ from Winfield.
Hi, Russ. You and the family on the way to Bucknell from Winfield to Lewisburg Saturday.
Sweet.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. An exciting weekend this weekend for so many reasons. Thanks again, Bucknell, for coming in. We have a kind of a special announcement, if people don't know it. Our very own news guy, Matt. How about it, bud?
Yeah, that's right. I am now the new PA announcer for Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium and Soika Pavilion for football, men's and women's basketball.
It's so cool. Yeah.
Our very own Matt. I think this is great.
It's Matt. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I know the voice of the bison.
There it is. He is now the voice of bison.
The PA announcer and then our buddy Doug Birdsong on
That's
the radio.
Right.
The voices of the bison.
That's
like
exactly
Doug
right.
Comes in and
yeah,
out
I can't
of
take
here
that away from
I
Doug.
Know.
Yeah.
I just, yeah. it makes this little bison heart happy.
My little bison
my
heart.
My little bison heart.
I'll keep that in mind when I take the bike on
Here's
Saturday.
Here's the thing. If my father is listening, he knew from the time I was 5 years old that I was going to Bucknell. Because oh, yeah? my dad went there.
Oh, okay. So
and I grew up
right.
going to homecoming and mm-hmm. the bull run and like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And he knew that I was always going to be a bison.
I want to go to the game Saturday just to hear Matt.
Same.
Because what would be the first thing you say? Good evening,
probably,
ladies and gentlemen.
It'll probably be good evening, something like that, yeah.
And as soon as he said that, I'd stand up and go, that's my Matt! Boy! That's my boy up there!
That's my boy, Matt! That's my boy! Give us a little taste, real quick.
Touchdown, Bison!
Hey!
Yeah. Ask the 94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning, you're on the way to work, and you're thinking, those silly radio people clinking glasses early in the morning... Do they have to have wine with everything?
Of course.
Especially when it's Spyglass.
Yes. Who doesn't want a little breakfast beverage from Spyglass?
Can you believe it's the last concert of the year in Tom's backyard, Tom Webb?
No. It makes me sad, but it has been such a great season.
Yes. The Weather Corps operated a whole lot more this year. Are you ready to get the letter?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Be caller number 9 right now on the Ford Fun Line for a pair of VIP tickets to get your way in to get the let out. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, you're caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good morning. Who's this?
My name's Kelly.
Where are you calling from, Kelly?
I'm calling from Danville.
All right. Kelly, you're on your way to Spyglass.
So exciting. Oh, thank you so much.
Are you a big Led Zeppelin fan?
Yes, I can't wait.
You will swear
yay.
These guys are the real deal.
No, they really are. Plus, then, of course, VIP treatment in the 94KX VIP tent. We have food from the den, all the beverages from Spyglass and Three Beards.
And you get to hang with Tom and Laura in the morning.
That's the best part.
Aww.
Thank you. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. You're on the way to work with some late night TV.
Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica Parker are reuniting on Broadway. The play will be the first time they've acted together outside of pretending they're a couple. So this will be exciting for them.
KFC is coming out with a new video game called I Love You, Colonel Sanders, a finger-licking good dating simulator. Where players go to culinary school with Colonel Sanders and try to date him. Even worse, McDonald's is coming out with Ronald McDonald down to clown.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. This disturbs me, but I understand it. 95% of Americans are troubled by our current state of the media. Guys, that's us.
That is
us.
95% of Americans are troubled by especially what they see on TV.
I don't know if we necessarily participate in a lot of the troubling stuff.
No, we're just morning people.
We try to keep it upbeat, positive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Light and airy.
Yes.
Yep. And Matt, when he has a serious news story, it's got to be done.
For sure.
But I know for a fact, and I truly believe this, we do not do fake news.
We don't.
No, we don't.
And that's one of the big things behind the trust issue. 53% don't like the fake news. 49% hate the reporting gossip,
mm-hmm.
which, and 48% of us hate the lying spokespeople.
I hate the spin.
The spin?
Me. Yeah. I hate the spin.
The spin doctors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
Anymore, it seems like, particularly at a national level.
Yes.
Everything is tweaked to fit an agenda.
You are right. That's exactly what it is. And that's probably...
So it's not necessarily untrue.
Mm-hmm.
There's facts hidden inside of whatever news source you're watching or reading or scrolling past mm-hmm. on the interwebs. It's tweaked. It is cut and pasted and put together with some truth in there, but then fluffed up.
A lot of opinion. Yeah.
Keep
exactly.
that to the op-eds.
I stopped watching national network Same. News like 10 years ago. I don't miss it at all.
Yeah, I mean.
And local news gets a little bit too fluffy for me sometimes, too. coming up, a fire in Shamokin, and look at this baby panda. I was like, what?
I like the baby panda. You've thought about
that's
this
that's why they do it, for people like Cole, who like the baby panda.
You know? Or we'll go live to a church carnival. Guess what? I could go live to the church carnival. I could get my car and drive over there. That's not news.
If you're going to talk about doom, death and destruction, right? Doom.
Then slap in a baby
please
panda.
Please get me a baby panda.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't even go to the carnival. Right? You know? I'm cool with that.
I want to see Ryan Lucky eating a corn dog. Like, come on.
I think he's done that.
Yes.
For a while, I thought you were going to say, I want to see Ryan Lucky eat a baby panda. I don't know.
No. Okay. That would be part of the doom, death, and destruction.
Okay, yeah. You want the happy news.
I want happy news.
Yeah, that's why I like local news better, personally.
Yeah, local news is exactly what's going on in your neighborhood.
Very
tractor
true.
Trailers knocking mm-hmm. down telephone poles. Yay!
Yeah. I like our local media sources, personally. Yes,
you know, but if that's our doom, I'm okay with that.
That's right. An occasional boo-boo on a detour in Northumberland.
And a tractor trailer jackknifed and stuck in Northumberland.
Coming up. News.
And a baby panda.
Next. Bob Marley, man, that was cool.
I'm telling you, the things that are said off air in this studio should never see the light of day.
We were just singing along to Jammin'. Roll up a big fatty, we're jamming. Okay.
I mean, if you say so.
Hey, we're winding down the show. Tomorrow's a Flashback Friday.
It is. Get your requests in nice and early.
Mm-hmm. And someone tomorrow morning will find out they're going to the Penn State Pitt game. That's a huge game.
It is. Big one. Interstate rivalry there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of middle of the state versus west end of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Panthers.
My daughter wanted to go and split a hoodie or a t-shirt and wear like half Pitt, half Penn State.
Oh, fun. Yeah, because she's at Pitt right
she's
now.
She's at Pitt now mm-hmm. working on the Masters. And I don't think she was able to get out of any of her three jobs that she also works.
Oh, that's a shame.
Because she wanted to take the trek from Pitt to Penn State and root for both teams.
Go to the game.
Instead, I think she bought a Pitt t-shirt, Pitt football t-shirt, and sent it to my brother-in-law in the mail to wear to the game this weekend.
Okay.
And he graduated from Penn State.
I was going to say.
It is going to be.
Your brother-in-law is, he's like blue and white through and through.
And he's a very large man,
he
too.
He is.
So he's like the size of your husband. He's a mm-hmm. big boy.
Big boy.
So this will be an expensive practical joke, but it'll be fun.
It'll be funny.
I want to see how it unravels. Penn State and Pitt Saturday, and somebody could be going. Compliments of the Sealants Grow Ford Ticket Blitz.
Good stuff. Keep listening the rest of the day to win. We have tons of stuff to give away.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean Carey's on the way next. We got a serious news story developing in Sunbury. Matt's got the information. So we will get to that.
Yes, it's right a bus accident and accident involving a school bus at Oakland Elementary. So we'll get to that.
However, in case there are moms and dads listening,
mm-hmm.
it appears that all the kiddos are fine.
Correct.
They were walked along the sidewalk and are being checked out as is protocol.
As protocol, exactly
so,
right. Yeah.
Yes, just to put that out there.
Yep, we'll stay on the story for you. News is next.